I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro on this edition of the AFN Naples Report. DoD support to Ukraine and Marine Corps Phoenix Express exercise. In September, President Joe Biden announced that he plans to surge security assistance to Ukraine. President Biden plans to use all remaining allocated congressionally authorized funding to support Ukraine, including $5.5 billion in presidential drawdown authority before he leaves office. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, U.S. has provided about $60.4 billion in security assistance. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh addressed the drawdown in a press briefing recently, saying that we can continue to expect to see aid packages get drawn down.
I expect that for the next coming months of this administration, you're going to continue to see those packages draw down from what's available in our stockpiles. Again, we're committed to ensuring that Ukraine has what it needs to be successful on the battlefield. Secretary Austin recently had a call with Minister Umerov. They discussed, the capabilities that Ukraine needs to continue to push the Russians back, to continue to be successful in their strategic battle plans. And that's something that this administration is committed to.
Marines participated in their first Phoenix Express exercise recently, bringing new capabilities to critical maritime security operations training. The Marines trained Coast Guard members in various techniques to counter weapons of mass destruction. Chief Warrant Officer 2, Nick Confortini, the officer in charge of the Marine Corps detachment for Phoenix Express, said, and I quote, "Each of these skill sets is critical to the overall operations of visit, board, search, and seizure conducted by the United States Coast Guard," end quote. To read more on the DoD drawdown, please visit defense.gov. And to read more on Phoenix Express, please visit c6f.navy.mil. That's your AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro. We'll be right back.